Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to NFL Network. Ian Rappaport had this to say about Tyreek Hill. If you did not catch up with it, Roger Goodell actually commented on Tyreek Hill earlier today. This is what he had to say.
That's right, Andrew. Some of the key things Roger Goodell said on the Tyreek Hill situation is they will not interfere with the court proceedings right now. Child Protective Services has been has an ongoing investigation, as, by the way, do the local police. They have, of course, reopened their investigation into Tyreek Hill after the troubling audio came to light around the time of the draft. But Goodell also saying they will be speaking to Tyreek Hill as soon as possible. But, of course, these investigations, Judy, can take time. And, you know, there are people wanting the NFL to step in and do something. There are people wanting the Chiefs to step in and do something. It sounds, based on Roger Goodell's comments, that nothing is going to happen until Child Protective Services makes their ruling.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and let's start to put two and two together based on the audio we just heard from Ian Rappaport. We agree the Chiefs are not going to do anything until the NFL does something. I think they've pretty much made that clear.
Yeah.
If they were going to cut Tyreek Hill by now,
oh, that ain't happening.
They would have cut him by now.
Sure.
I think they have all the information that's out there. I'm not saying there's not some secret recordings or some love letters or some videos that are out there that we haven't seen yet, but I think all the information that's been out there so far, the Chiefs have. And if the Chiefs were going to cut Tyreek Hill, it would have been after that KCTV5 audio recording. The fact that he is still on their team tells me that they are not going to do something unless they are forced to do something. So let's at least start with that. Tyreek Hill, he is going to be on this team unless something major happens or dictated by the NFL.
Completely agree with that. I think that's become really obvious. I think best case scenario for the Chiefs at this point, though, is that something happens sooner rather than later. Thank you, Captain Obvious, because we talk about all these different issues that the Chiefs have, right? Are they okay at linebacker? Are they okay at cornerback? On the offensive side, we just kind of assume that the offense is going to be in stride like they were a year ago, that they're going to average more than 30 points, that Patrick Mahomes is going to be great. I don't think that can happen unless Tyreek Hill's on the field for a significant portion of time. So I think that it's going to come down to that. We're talking about a huge difference here, whether Tyreek Hill's on the field or not, making this offense go.
Absolutely. And then just moving on, though. Like, the NFL, I think they essentially told you today, we are not going to do anything until the investigation is over. That was the vibe that I got. From what Ian Rappaport just said, based on what Roger Goodell said earlier today, I have the perception that the NFL is waiting for the child abuse case to be completely wrapped up. None of us have any clue when that's going to be. It could be tomorrow. It could be Monday after or Tuesday after the holiday. It could be sometime in June, sometime in July. I think the NFL essentially came out and said today, we are all in a holding pattern until the child case is over. My big question is going to be, why haven't you already begun the process of talking to Tyreek Hill, and what does it harm you to say, hey, Tyreek, we heard this audio, we're a little troubled by it, why don't you fly up here to New York, and we'll have the conversation, and then once the investigation's over. Now, maybe his lawyer advised him not to do that, maybe that's why they haven't done it. My biggest question now would be, why hasn't the NFL already begun the process of talking to Tyreek Hill, when what is he doing at this point? He is completely suspended from the Chiefs and any team organization. All he's doing seemingly is just working out on his personal time. Tyreek Hill has the free time to take 5 hours out of his day to go up to New York to have a conversation with you.
Because it's not the law, and the law operates fast. What do they say about a fair and quick procedure when it comes to getting in trouble with the law? This is not the law. This is the NFL. Roger Goodell is judge, jury, and executioner, so he decides what pace he goes at. And it seems like he's sitting on his hands. It seems like he's willing to say, we're going to let this thing figure itself out in the court of law, and then once that happens, we'll make a decision. That's playing with fire as far as I'm concerned. I'm a little bit surprised that Roger Goodell hasn't been more proactive opposed to being as reactive as he is being.
I don't really know if that's playing with fire from this regard. And I could be wrong. This is just my analysis on the situation.
And when I say that, just to clarify, I mean it's playing with fire because if you keep waiting long enough and something doesn't happen, then the season starts or he begins on the commissioner's exempt list or whatever, and it becomes a 10, 12 full season suspension, that's bad for the league. I get it. He's not a great guy, but he's a great football player.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's bad for the Chiefs. That's all I was going to say. We agree. The worst case scenario, it would appear now, is the investigation is still ongoing during the season, because I don't know if Tyreek Hill is playing football during the investigation. based on what we have so far, I don't know why the Chiefs would then lift their suspension of Tyreek Hill if the investigation into child abuse is still ongoing. The best case scenario for the Chiefs and everybody involved, and I assume the NFL, is this thing gets wrapped up at some point during the summer. So we get some information, maybe July 15th, that this is over. Tyreek Hill can then go to New York, or Roger Goodell comes to him. They have that conversation, and then they come to their decision prior to the start of the NFL season. I'm just thinking, is the worst thing that can happen in my mind is this investigation go into October or a little bit later. I do not think that Tyreek Hill is going to play while this investigation is currently active.
No, if that was to happen, see that, I think he'd go on the commissioner's exempt list.
I agree.
And he would essentially be suspended. The problem with that is then they could still suspend you afterwards. So then we're talking about maybe what would have been an 8-game suspension becomes a 12-game, or a 12-game becomes a 16-game. That's the trouble with being put on that commissioner's exempt list. I don't think there's a scenario where Tyreek Hill would play just because nothing's happened with the law, nothing happened with the league, nothing happened with the Chiefs, and then week 8, something happens to him. I don't think that would happen. The only way that happens is if they say it's going to be 6 games or 8 games and he appeals, the same way that happened with Ezekiel Elliott. I don't think he's going to play, and then 8-10 games into the season, they're going to suspend him. I can't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't think that happens either. Again, I do not think that Tyreek Hill is going to play while the investigation is active. So, at least from the Chiefs' perspective, and talking about it in a football context, it would be the best for everybody if the investigation of Tyreek Hill ended sooner rather than later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.